What if a simple idea could completely transform your life? In 1908, a young reporter named Napoleon Hill received a life-changing assignment to interview Andrew Carnegie, then the world's richest man. Instead of a routine interview, Carnegie issued Hill a challenge: spend 20 years studying the world's most successful people to discover the formula for achievement. This challenge led to Think and Grow Rich, a book that has sold over 100 million copies and influenced generations of business leaders, entrepreneurs, and success seekers. The book's enduring appeal stems from its revolutionary premise that thoughts, when properly directed and infused with persistence, can literally transform into physical reality. This wasn't just philosophical musing. Hill interviewed over 500 of the most successful people of his era, including Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Theodore Roosevelt, distilling their wisdom into practical principles. Celebrities from Damon John to Oprah Winfrey credit the book for their success. Even today, in our digital age, Hill's principles remain strikingly relevant, offering a timeless roadmap for anyone seeking to convert desire into achievement. Success begins with a burning desire, not a mere wish, but an obsessive, all-consuming hunger. Hill illustrates this through the story of Edwin C. Barnes, who arrived at Thomas Edison's laboratory with nothing but a burning desire to become the inventor's business partner. Despite having no money, no connections, and no formal education, Barnes refused to accept any position except partnership with Edison. For years, he worked in menial positions, but kept his desire burning bright. Eventually, when Edison needed someone to market his new dictating machine, Barnes seized the opportunity and transformed it into a fortune. Hill emphasizes that Barnes succeeded because he burned all bridges behind him. He eliminated all possibilities of retreat and created a situation where he had to win or perish. This is the essence of desire. It must be specific, intense, and unwavering. Hill outlines 6 concrete steps to transform desires into reality. First, fix in your mind the exact amount of money or achievement you desire. Second, determine precisely what you intend to give in exchange, as there is no such reality as something for nothing. Third, establish a definite date for achievement. Fourth, create a definite plan and begin immediately. Fifth, write out a clear statement including the amount, the time limit, what you'll give in return, and your plan. Finally, read this statement aloud twice daily, visualizing yourself already in possession of your goal. This method works because it programs your subconscious mind to focus relentlessly on your objective. Hill shares numerous examples of individuals who overcame seemingly insurmountable obstacles through this process, including his own son, who was born without ears yet developed normal hearing through his father's unwavering belief and persistence. When you plant a definite desire in your mind and nurture it with unwavering faith, you create what Hill calls money consciousness, a mental state that attracts the physical equivalent of your thoughts. Faith serves as the head chemist of the mind, transforming thought impulses from the realm of the abstract into their physical equivalent. When faith combines with thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration and translates it into its spiritual equivalent, communicating it to infinite intelligence. The response comes back in the form of definite plans for procuring the object of your desire. Hill explains that faith is a state of mind that can be induced through auto-suggestion, the principle of communicating with your subconscious mind. By repeatedly affirming that you possess the characteristics you desire, you gradually convince your subconscious mind, which then begins to translate these suggestions into physical reality. This process explains why some people seem naturally confident while others struggle with self-doubt. Their minds have been programmed differently through years of either positive or negative suggestion. The mind functions like fertile soil. It will grow whatever seeds you plant in it, whether positive or negative. Most people fail to use auto-suggestion deliberately, allowing their minds to absorb negative thoughts by default. Hill provides a 5-part self-confidence formula that includes committing to specific goals, creating a clear mental picture of yourself achieving them, devoting time daily to developing self-confidence, documenting your purpose clearly, and cultivating positive emotions while eliminating negative ones. Hill cites numerous historical examples of faith's transformative power, including Mahatma Gandhi, who, without conventional power tools like money or military might, united 200 million minds through faith alone. He also analyzes the formation of United States Steel Corporation as a case study in turning ideas into fortune. Charles Schwab's persuasive presentation captivated J.P. Morgan, leading to negotiations with Andrew Carnegie that created a corporate giant worth approximately $600 million more than the combined value of its constituent companies, proving how a mere idea, backed by faith, could generate enormous wealth. Auto-suggestion is the medium for influencing your subconscious mind and represents the third step toward riches. It encompasses all self-administered stimuli reaching your mind through the five senses and serves as the communication channel between your conscious and subconscious thinking. While nature gives humans absolute control over this process, most fail to exercise it, explaining why so many remain in poverty. To effectively use autosuggestion, you must read aloud twice daily your written statement of desire while visualizing yourself already possessing it. This communicates your desire directly to your subconscious with absolute faith. However, mere reading accomplishes nothing. You must infuse your words with emotion and feeling. Without this emotional component, even repeating affirmations a million times produces no results, as your subconscious only acts upon emotionalized thoughts. Hill provides specific instructions. Find a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed, close your eyes, and repeat aloud your written statement of how much money you intend to accumulate, your timeline, and what service you'll provide in return. As you do this, visualize yourself already possessing this money. Repeat this program morning and night until you can clearly see the money in your imagination. Place a written copy where you'll see it daily, reading it before bed and upon waking until memorized. The process may initially seem abstract, but if you follow these instructions faithfully, doubt will transform into belief and ultimately crystallize into absolute faith. While philosophers have long claimed man controls his earthly destiny, few explain why. It's because he can influence his subconscious mind and through it gain cooperation with infinite intelligence. Auto-suggestion is the agency through which desire transmutes into money, with all other principles serving as tools for its application. There exist two kinds of knowledge, general and specialized. While universities possess vast amounts of general knowledge, most professors remain financially limited because they don't organize or apply their knowledge toward wealth accumulation. Knowledge becomes power only when organized into definite action plans directed toward specific financial goals. Otherwise, it remains merely potential power. Hill illustrates this principle through Henry Ford's famous court testimony. When attorneys tried proving Ford's ignorance by asking him questions like, "Who was Benedict Arnold?" Ford famously responded that he didn't need to clutter his mind with general knowledge when he could simply press a button on his desk to summon men with any information he required. This demonstrated true education, knowing where to find knowledge when needed and how to organize it into action plans. Before transmuting desire into money, you'll need specialized knowledge about your chosen service or product. If acquiring this knowledge personally seems daunting, you can overcome this limitation through a mastermind group. Andrew Carnegie admitted knowing little about steel's technical aspects, yet succeeded by organizing individuals with the required specialized knowledge. Hill outlines practical sources for acquiring specialized knowledge. Your own experience in education, cooperation with others through mastermind alliances, colleges and universities, public libraries, and special training courses. He emphasizes that knowledge has value only when applied toward worthy ends,
which explains why college degrees often lack significant value, representing merely miscellaneous knowledge. Hill shares numerous examples of individuals who leverage specialized knowledge for success, including a grocery salesman who created a mobile accounting service for small merchants during the Depression. By equipping a delivery truck with modern bookkeeping machinery, he provided affordable professional accounting services to over 100 small businesses, eventually building a fleet of bookkeeping offices on wheels that earned him nearly 10 times the income tax of his former employer. The imagination functions as the workshop where all human plans are fashioned. Man can create anything he can imagine, and this faculty operates in two distinct forms: synthetic imagination, which arranges existing concepts into new combinations, and creative imagination, which connects with infinite intelligence to receive hunches and inspirations. Hill explains that synthetic imagination is the faculty most people use for wealth creation, taking existing ideas, products, or services and rearranging them into new combinations. Creative imagination, by contrast, functions when the conscious mind is stimulated by strong desire and operates as the receiving set for ideas and plans flashed to the mind from infinite intelligence. To demonstrate imagination's practical power, Hill shares the story of the Enchanted Kettle, how Asa Candler transformed a simple formula purchased from a country doctor for $500 into the Coca-Cola empire. The formula itself was valuable, but Candler's imagination created the marketing, distribution, and business model that built a global corporation. Similarly, Dr. Frank Gonzalez transformed his dream of creating a new type of educational institution into reality when, after announcing a sermon titled "What I Would Do If I Had $1 Million," he attracted the attention of Philip D. Armour, who provided $1 million to establish the Armour Institute of Technology. Hill emphasizes that ideas can be sold where merchandise cannot. The creator of ideas set their own price, as demonstrated by publishers, who discovered that people often buy titles rather than content, boosting sales by 1 million copies just by changing a book's cover. Success comes when creators of ideas and sellers of ideas work in harmony, as Andrew Carnegie demonstrated by surrounding himself with idea people. The universe consists of just two elements, matter and energy. Desire is a thought impulse, a form of energy. When you seek to accumulate money, you're working with the same fundamental elements nature uses in creation. By adapting to nature's laws and converting desire into physical equivalent, you're following the same process that creates everything in existence. No matter how magnificent your desire or how strong your faith, success requires organized, intelligent planning. Hill emphasizes that everything begins with desire, which must then be channeled through imagination and developed into practical plans. The most effective approach involves forming a mastermind alliance, a coordination of knowledge and effort between two or more people working in harmony toward a definite purpose. Hill stresses that temporary defeat is not permanent failure. When your plans fail, don't accept defeat, simply rebuild them. Temporary setbacks should be viewed as signals that your current approach needs revision, not as reasons to quit. He cites Thomas Edison, who failed 10,000 times before perfecting the light bulb, and Henry Ford, whose success came not from superior intellect, but from sound planning. For those marketing personal services, Hill provides detailed guidance on creating effective job application briefs that should be prepared with the same care as a legal case. These should include detailed education background, relevant experience, recommendation letters, a recent photograph, specification of the exact position sought, detailed qualifications, an offer to work on probation, and demonstrated knowledge of the employer's business. Hill introduces the QQS formula, representing the essential elements for effectively marketing personal services: quality plus quantity plus proper spirit of cooperation equals perfect salesmanship. Quality means performing every detail efficiently with improvement always in mind. Quantity refers to rendering all the service you're capable of. Spirit involves maintaining agreeable, harmonious conduct that induces cooperation from others. To ensure continuous improvement, Hill recommends annual self-analysis as essential to marketing personal services as inventory is to merchandising. This yearly review should reveal decreasing faults and increasing virtues. He provides a comprehensive 28-question self-analysis tool covering achievement of yearly goals, quality and quantity of service delivered, harmonious conduct, efficiency, personality improvement, persistence, and many other factors. Lack of decision ranks among the top causes of failure according to Hill's analysis of over 25,000 unsuccessful people. Procrastination is the common enemy that must be conquered. Those who accumulate fortunes invariably make decisions promptly and change them slowly, while failures do the opposite. Henry Ford exemplifies this quality, sometimes to the point of obstinacy, as shown by his persistence with the Model T despite criticism. Hill advises keeping your own counsel when implementing these principles and making your own decisions. Share your plans only with carefully selected mastermind group members who support your purpose. Well-meaning friends and relatives often undermine confidence through opinions or ridicule. Tell the world what you intend to do, but first show it. Deeds count more than words. The most valuable decisions require great courage and risk. Hill illustrates this through historical examples like the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence who risked hanging for treason. While Americans remember the historical facts, Valley Forge, Yorktown, Washington, and Cornwallis, few understand the extraordinary courage behind this decision and the intangible power that secured American freedom long before the military victories. Hill emphasizes that definiteness of decision always requires courage. While the 56 men who signed a Declaration of Independence staked their lives, those who decide to pursue specific jobs or financial independence stake their economic freedom. Without organizing your plans into definite action, all instructions for marketing your personal services will remain valueless. Persistence is an essential factor in transmuting desire into monetary equivalent. When properly combined with willpower and desire, persistence forms an irresistible force. While most people abandon their aims at the first sign of opposition, the few who persist, the Fords, Carnegies, Rockefellers, and Edisons, achieve their goals. Your first test of persistence comes when you attempt to follow the 6 steps described in the Desire chapter. Most people will read the instructions but never comply with them. Lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure, but can be overcome through effort. The intensity of your desire determines how easily you can conquer this weakness. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small fire makes little eat. Hill outlines 4 simple steps that lead to the habit of persistence. 1. A definite purpose backed by burning desire. 2. A definite plan expressed in continuous action. 3. A mind closed against all negative influences. 4. A friendly alliance with supportive persons. These steps lead to control of one's economic destiny, freedom of thought, riches, power, fame, and the mastery of fear. Hill shares numerous examples of persistence leading to success, including W.C. Fields, who lost everything at age 60, but persisted by working without pay in movies despite injury, and Marie Dressler, also 60 and penniless, who persisted to achieve remarkable success. Eddie Cantor lost his fortune in 1929, but used persistence and his distinctive eyes to rebuild a $10,000 weekly income. The only reliable break is self-made through persistence, starting with definiteness of purpose. Power is essential for accumulating and retaining money. This power comes through organized and intelligently directed knowledge, translated into action through coordinated effort of 2 or more people working in harmony toward a definite end. The mastermind represents the coordination of knowledge and effort between two or more people working in harmony toward a definite purpose. The mastermind has both economic and psychic features. Economically, it provides advantages through the counsel and cooperation of others working in perfect harmony. Psychically, when two minds coordinate in harmony, they create a third invisible force, like a third mind. The human mind is a form of energy, partly spiritual, and when minds coordinate harmoniously, their spiritual units form an affinity. Hill cites Henry Ford as an example of someone who overcame poverty, illiteracy, and ignorance within 10 years. His most rapid progress began after forming friendships with Thomas Edison, Harvey Firestone, John Burroughs, and Luther Burbank, all men of great brain capacity. Ford absorbed their thought vibrations into his own mind, appropriating their intelligence and experience. Money must be pursued with methods similar to those used in wooing a maiden, with faith, desire, and persistence apply through a definite plan set into action. When wealth comes in large quantities, it flows as easily as water downhill. There exists an unseen stream of power, like a river with two sides, the positive emotions carrying one toward wealth, and negative emotions flowing toward poverty. The emotion of sex brings into being a distinct state of mind that can be transmuted into creative power. Sex desire is the most powerful human drive, and when harnessed and redirected, it maintains attributes like imagination, courage, and persistence that can be used as creative forces in any profession or calling. This energy shouldn't be eliminated, but given outlets that enrich body, mind, and spirit. Those who discover how to channel sex emotion through creative effort elevate themselves to genius status. Research spanning 2,000 years reveals that men of greatest achievement possess highly developed sex natures and have mastered transmutation. The most successful men in literature, art, industry, and other fields were often motivated by a woman's influence. The human mind responds to specific stimuli that elevate it to high vibration states. The 10 most effective mind stimulants are sexual desire, the most powerful, love, burning desire for achievement, music, friendship, mastermind alliances, mutual suffering, autosuggestion, fear, and narcotics alcohol, with only the last two being destructive. Sex tops this list because of its unmatched intensity and power to stimulate thought and action. True genius emerges when one discovers how to increase thought vibrations to communicate with higher knowledge sources. The sixth sense, creative imagination, is rarely used deliberately by most people, yet it forms the direct link between the finite mind and infinite intelligence. All revelations and discoveries of new principles occur through this faculty. Hill explains why outstanding success rarely comes before 40 and often not until after 50. The primary reason is that most men dissipate their energies through physical expression of sex rather than transmuting this powerful force into creative channels. Only after wasting years during their sexual prime do many men discover that sexual energy can be redirected toward achievement. The subconscious mind functions as a field of consciousness that records every thought received through the five senses. It stores and files all impressions, regardless of their nature, from which thoughts can be recalled like documents from a filing cabinet. You can voluntarily plant any plan, thought, or purpose in your subconscious, which works continuously to translate desires mixed with emotional feeling into physical reality. Though you cannot entirely control your subconscious mind, you can direct it toward specific goals. It serves as the connecting link between man's finite mind and infinite intelligence, containing the secret process for transforming mental impulses into their spiritual equivalent. The creative potential of the subconscious mind is awe-inspiring despite our limited knowledge of it. The subconscious mind responds more readily to emotionalized thoughts than to cold reason. Thoughts mixed with feeling create the action element that transforms passive thoughts into active ones, When communicating with your subconscious, your inner audience, you must speak its language of emotion. Master the 7 major positive emotions: desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope through consistent use, while avoiding the 7 major negative emotions: fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. Remember that positive and negative emotions cannot occupy your mind simultaneously. One must dominate. Form the habit of using positive emotions until they completely dominate your thinking, as a single negative thought can destroy all constructive aid from your subconscious mind. Before successfully applying Hill's philosophy, your mind must be cleared of 3 enemies: indecision, doubt, and fear. These 3 are closely related. Indecision crystallizes into doubt, and together they become fear. Every human suffers from some combination of 6 basic fears: fear of poverty, fear of criticism, fear of ill health, fear of loss of love, fear of old age, and fear of death. The fear of poverty is the most destructive of all fears and the hardest to master. This paralyzing fear devastates reason, imagination, self-reliance, enthusiasm, initiative, purpose, self-control, concentration, persistence, willpower, ambition, memory, and accurate thinking. It kills love, assassinates emotions, discourages friendship, and invites failure in countless forms, despite living in a world of abundance where only lack of definite purpose stands between us and our desires. The fear of criticism's origins remain uncertain, perhaps emerging when politics became a profession or when women began concerning themselves with fashion. This fear destroys initiative, imagination, and individuality. Parents often inflict lasting damage through unnecessary criticism, as with one mother who repeatedly told her son he'd end up in prison. He was sent to a reformatory at 17. Hill emphasizes that fears are merely states of mind, subject to control and direction. Physicians rarely contract contagious diseases because they don't fear them. Man's thought impulses, whether voluntary or involuntary, immediately begin translating themselves into physical reality. You have complete control over only one thing: your state of mind, which you must create, not purchase. Worry is a state of mind rooted in fear. It works slowly but persistently, gradually paralyzing reasoning, destroying self-confidence and initiative. As a form of sustained fear caused by indecision, worry can be controlled. An unsettled mind is helpless, and most people lack the willpower to reach prompt decisions and stand by them. By deciding to accept death, forget symptoms, get along without love if necessary, and recognize that nothing life offers is worth the price of worry, we can eliminate all 6 basic fears.